If you've been listening to Fox News or keeping up with the NRA on your favorite T-Bugger blogs, you have learned that guns don't kill people. Everything else does. And that, boys and girls, is the theme of this program. Starting off with one from the Final Edition Radio Hour, from thefinaledition.com, and moving on to what started as a 3-minute mix, but I got carried away.
I hear you're looking for me.
You second?
Yeah, seems so.
Second Amendment?
Yeah.
Well, I'm first. First Amendment. We need to speak.
Well, I'm a man of action, not words.
So they say. They also say you got a not-so-well-regulated militia to do your action for you.
Yep. Everyone packing heat.
Well, I've assembled some folks, too. Video games, movies, reality TV, and we're tired of taking blame for all the trouble you've been causing.
Yeah, what trouble's that?
Death, mayhem, massacre, gunfights at the schoolhouse, gunfights at the playhouse, gunfights at the whorehouse.
Well, that wasn't us started that trouble. I heard it was you, Firsty, inspiring every one of my boys with your violent imagery.
We were just trying to entertain. You gave them the automatic weapons to act out their nonsense, and now we got a lot of dead folks.
Not my concern. It's your fault.
No, sir. It's your fault.
It's on you, so shut up.
I will not shut up. That's my whole thing. I'm pretty sure the people of this town can't survive without talking.
And I'm pretty sure they can't survive without guns.
If I can't yell fire in a crowded theater, why for can you fire off 1,000 armor-piercing bullets in one?
Maybe you should have got yourself a better lobby, Firsty.
That ain't how it's supposed to work, Second. That ain't right.
Actually, it is right. It's my Second Amendment right.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
I was wondering when you'd finally say that.
Draw!
Stop this!
And who the hell are you?
I'm Six!
The Sixth Amendment? Ensuring a fair and speedy trial?
No! The Sixth Commandment! Thou shalt not kill!
Welcome to the Innerside Radio Program with me, Scooter, produced at Pacifica Radio in Houston, and brought to you by the National Rifle Association.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
I take a look at my enormous penis,
and my troubles start melting away.
Guns.
The school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut raised big questions about another issue as well.
Guns.
Mental illness. Significant mental problems. Dr. Harold Koplowitz is a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Guns.
Now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
Are we paying enough attention to mental illness in this country?
Guns.
Absolutely not. It's truly amazing to me.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
There is a renewed debate underway involving violent video games.
Guns. We have 15 million children and teenagers in the United States who have a real psychiatric disorder.
Do violent video games lead to violent behavior in children?
They are Obama's favorite weapon. Unmanned aerial vehicles. Or drones.
All psychiatric illness occurs before the age of 24 and 50% before the age of 14.
Drones.
Is war becoming like a video game?
It's nothing like a video game.
The Americans claim that drones are vital in combating terrorism.
This, video games and all of that, the thrill of the kill on the internet.
Many of today's robots are driven with an off-the-shelf video game controller.
I've seen it in the children's eyes. I've watched them play these violent games.
Making it so easy.
Science has come a long way.
Where we went to a game controller. And immediately, we saw the training time greatly reduce, the sophistication greatly increase, and we saw those thousands of hours that teenagers and young adults spend gaming directly applicable to unmanned systems operations.
Drones.
Has your study brought to light any direct cause and effect?
A lot more effectively if it's only a year old or 2 years old than someone who gets psychiatric illness. So I think we're definitely recognizing it more, but we also know that if you take someone who is helpless and hopeless, and that can occur when a teenager gets depression or when someone has a developmental disability and is feeling incredibly frustrated by the educational system and doesn't see, or someone's got a conduct disorder.
So this robot was a very, very productive robot until the bad guys finally got it. If you're not fielding, you're failing. If you're not putting the children, the robots, out into the real world to do real work, you're not doing the right things.
At issue is, do violent video games lead to violent behavior in children?
They currently perform dirty and dangerous jobs, like disarming bombs. But they'll soon be providing commanders with undreamt of capabilities.
This year alone, 5,000 teenagers will commit suicide.
There are also robot swarms being created, programmed to follow each other like ants or a flock of birds.
Here, we have a way of just ignoring this, of just saying these kids are bad seeds or they're just very sick.
Teenagers and young adults spend gaming directly applicable to unmanned systems operations.
Does video game violence correlate into real-world violence? That's the question. And no doubt, if you've been watching the news, if you've been listening to the radio, reading any type of stories over the course of the last few days, no doubt you've probably seen a number of sources now proclaim that video game violence is partly to blame.
This is a spy robot. It's able to look around corners and up into first-floor windows with an extendable camera. And then, if it needs to call in fire, then moved on to military robots like this one. This is a spy robot. It's able to look around corners and up into first floor windows with an extendable camera. And then, if it needs to call in fire support to tackle the bad guys, it calls on this next robot.
Just as important as chickens to our sons and daughters in classes around the world.
Isn't that the thing that, that Joe Biden's team, which President Obama just appointed yesterday, will be looking at is mental health. What should they be looking at as they look at this issue?
I think we need a whole change. We need the fact that pediatricians have to be better trained at doing mental health checkups. The same way you check someone's heart and weight and height, pediatricians need to know how to check up once a year on how someone's mood is doing, their activity level, their interest, how they sleep. And on top of that, we also have to train them how to treat the most simple and common of mental disorders. We also have to make sure teachers are aware of what behavior is normal and not normal. If a kid looks odd, a teacher has to reach out and not be afraid or just hope that the kid will disappear as a symptom.
Like my joke. We let them go home in a little while.
The Americans claim that drones are vital in combating terrorism. They are much cheaper and easier. You can do some serious damage with them. And that's the way they want to suppress Al-Qaeda. This is Anwar al-Awlaki. The CIA said he was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen.
Somewhat that series, but let me also say that after what happened on Friday, everybody has to look at what part they have to play in creating this culture of violence.
magazine of the screen. Living glimpses of history in the making. Presented as a public service by Standard Oil Company.
In this comic book is a love story, a boy and girl in love. They get married, and after an offensively lurid description, illustrated, of course, of the couple's wedding night, the book shows how the bride murders her husband by chopping his head off with an axe. This comic book describes a sexual aberration so shocking that I couldn't mention even the scientific term on television. I think there ought to be a law against them. Tonight I'm going to show you why.
Confidential File. A report by Paul Coates, one of the nation's distinguished news reporters, brings you a factual report on America today, its people and their lives.
Segment tonight, there is a new movie opening Christmas Day called Django Unchained. It's supposed to be very violent. That is causing the movie studio some problems in the wake of the Connecticut murders. And we asked Mr. Fox and director Quentin Tarantino to appear on this program, but they declined. And Mr. Tarantino takes exception to linking his movie with any real-life violence like those dead in Connecticut. Joining us now from Philadelphia, Dr. Chuck Williams, who teaches at Drexel University and has studied the question of violence in film. What's your headline, Doc?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Bill, to talk about this very important issue. Quentin Tarantino, I think he's a pretty good director as an adult who understands reality versus fantasy. I can consume that as many times as I want, and I happen to enjoy Kill Bill somewhat, that series. But let me also say that after what happened on Friday, everybody has to look at what part they have to play in creating this culture of violence.
In testimony before a congressional committee this week, the presidents of the three major networks affirmed their conviction that there is absolutely no truth to the accusation that television causes violence. And in other news, here are the headlines from around the world.
The Egyptian army is preparing itself for more violent protests today following President Morsi's appearance on national television. He condemned the clashes and escalating violence between government supporters and protesters in light of his decree granting himself widespread new political powers.
Well, what about the effect of these comic books on the children?
All of our testimony from psychiatrists and children themselves show that it's very upsetting, that it has a bad moral effect, and that it is directly responsible for a substantial amount of juvenile delinquency and child crime.
Quentin Tarantino's movies are very violent, and he can't back down from that. I mean, stand up for the fact that you decide artistically to create these movies. All you gotta do is show a clip of any of his movies, and you can see a lot of bloodshed, a lot of gore, a lot of maimed decapitation, and it's stylized violence. So the headline there is, when violence looks good, it's okay, and we forget that it's violence.
Are there presently comic books in publication that you feel are harmful to children?
Yes, there are still some, although not as many as there used to be. The industry, you know, has appointed a czar. They have a code. Mr. Murphy is in charge of the code operation. They submit their comic books to him, and he passes on them. They are not now not supposed to show crime and horror in their comics.
Well, Senator, thank you very much for your cooperation.
Good to be here with you, Paul, and I'll see you again. Good luck in your work.
When you studied this, I mean, it's basically all about influencing people to do stuff in real life. As you said, you can watch these movies, I can watch these movies. We're not going to do anything, all right?
Right.
But other people who are maybe sociopathic, psychopathic.
The funny farm where life is-
Even in the comic industry itself, steps have been taken to clean up some of the filth. The Comics Magazine Association of America, Incorporated, has been formed and a code written, and they've appointed a czar to enforce it. But the undesirable comic books haven't disappeared from the newsstands of this country. Why? I'll tell you exactly why. Because no action has been taken by the most powerful influence in America, the people, you. Many of the publishers are already out of business, but there's an immense backlog still in the warehouses and on the newsstands. Unless the individual communities find out where they are and get rid of them, these books will be around for years. There are about 60 million, that's 60 million, comic books published every month in the United States. But those figures are really quite misleading. In a minute you'll see why. Ask 10 kids where they got the comic book they're reading. Maybe one or two will tell you they bought it. The rest traded for theirs. They buy one book and they read 10. It's wonderful economics, but unfortunately it means that 10 times as many kids read books they never should even see. There are no economic or racial lines to the comic book threat. They reach every strata. Kids read them in the North and in the South. Stories like The Human Hyena, stories like Time to Die. They read them in living rooms in Dubuque and alleys in Manhattan. They read them in tree houses. They read them tucked into their notebooks in classrooms. And at night they dream about them. One glance is enough to tell you that this boy just got out of school for the day. And why shouldn't he be happy? Until supper time he can do anything he wants to do. He's free. And he knows exactly how he'll while away the hours. He'll spend a nice quiet afternoon with a comic book. I think it's important to note here that the comic book wasn't just an anti-boredom measure. He could have played baseball, but he chose the comic book instead. This is the hideout, the secret place where the gang, and I mean gang in a good sense, a group of pals, hangs out after school. When I was a boy and played with the gang, we did a lot of things. We roasted potatoes and went on expeditions. We tipped over garbage cans now and then. We wrote nasty remarks about the teacher on the sidewalk. But we never spent an afternoon sitting around like this, reading. What a wonderful thing this would be if they were reading something worthwhile. Something that would stimulate their desires to build and to grow. But they're not reading anything constructive. They're reading stories devoted to adultery, to sexual perversion, to horror, to the most despicable of crimes. The Corpse That Came to Dinner.
Has your study brought to light any direct cause and effect?
Guns.
Well, I've looked at the research on this for a number of years, and this goes back, by the way, Bill, to the 60s, and he was able to prove that there's a correlation, not causality.
Does video game violence correlate into real-world violence?
Children in the school are more likely to be killed by violence than every other possible cause of death put together.
Guns.
And nobody even talks about it. The only answer is denial until the Sandy Hook comes. And then there's, oh, we'll confiscate all the guns. It ain't gonna do no good. We'll talk about that. But this is not normal. And it's a worldwide phenomenon. In Canada, they had the Tabor, Alberta mass. Flames across the wall. Could watch them gurgle and gasp out their last breath and then do it again and again and again. What kind of sick animal? The kind we're raising every day. From their youngest days, they sat in front of the movie screen. They sat in front of the television, and they watched vivid depictions of human death and suffering. And they snapped and they cheered.
deport me?
Why do you want to deport me?
Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. You're a hatchet man of the New World Order.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, it's called democide. Google it, folks. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years. Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce. Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun. Castro took the gun. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. Pierce, I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, we will not relinquish them. Do you understand? Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun. Castro took the gun. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. How about Prozac?
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, gotta cut that off, don't you? I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people. I want to blame the real culprit. Suicide pill. Mass murder pill.
Okay.
The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. You fled here. Go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal. Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun. Castro took the gun. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. Pierce, I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, we will not relinquish them. Do you understand? Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun. Castro took the gun. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger. You're a red coat here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. You're not going to get our guns. Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun. Castro took the guns. The Republic will rise again. Will rise again. Pierce, I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, we will not relinquish them. Do you understand? Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Castro took the guns. The Republic will rise again. Will rise again. I'm here to tell you, no matter how much propaganda, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
We'll confiscate all the guns, so they ain't gonna do no good. We'll talk about that.
We went to a game controller, and immediately we saw the training time greatly reduce, the sophistication greatly increase, and we saw those thousands of hours that teenagers and young adults spend gaming directly applicable to unmanned systems operations.
Drones.
Has your study brought to light any direct cause and effect?
A lot more this comic book describes a sexual aberration so shocking that I couldn't mention even the scientific term on television.
Drones.
Enormous Penis by Da Vinci's Notebook, last in the mix. Other Music and Mayhem by Negative Land and King Crimson, recorded live in 1972. I feel old. The dubstep Alex Jones mashup was from Alex Totterdell on YouTube. The previous usual suspects were manipulated by myself and submitted for your approval. Guns don't kill people. Everything else does. This and all previous Inner Side radio programs are on the net. Google The Inner Side. They want to know what you've been listening to. Check out the Skeptiles podcast with Joe Dixon, Shauna Ewald, and myself from Skeptiles.com. Safe for work if you're using headphones. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease. 2 weeks in my bed. Trying to stop these demons that keep...